Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Time now for the Flubble montage.
Oh, boy.
A Flubble is a combination of a flub and a mumble. Let's see how we did. 99.1 PR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. The Flubble montage is up next.
Damn,
let's have one there.
This Chaz and AJ Mazda Milford Traffic Report is brought to you, Mother's... I can't.
What's your mother's? What's your mother's? Your mother brought you this. Pay attention.
I can't. The new song is messing me up. There is an accident in Manchester blocking the right lane on 680, on 384 westbound at 84. About 5 to 10 minutes of delays there.
You're not used to this music yet.
Not yet. That's your Chaz and AJ Mazda of Milford Traffic Report.
Oh, it looks like someone took an ice pick to her ankle.
Oh my God.
Are you sure Kitty didn't do that? Wow. Are you sure Kitty didn't do that?
Are you sure Kitty didn't do that?
Took an ice pick. See, it wasn't funnier a while ago.
Oh.
So you guys started to analyze it?
Top 10 comic book. Based TV shows, whatever.
TV shows based on comic books. Hold on. Something like that.
What do we get so far?
So it went from possible to likely.
Yeah.
I don't know. Norris would be desperate, or definite, rather. I'll get it. But, oh, yeah. Feel free. Phil, look it up.
What do you mean?
Nobody else can jump there. Who knows? Oh, look at him. You got him, and you got David Hasselhoff.
So peanut butter mouth?
If David Hasselhoff is a superstar there, then he's a god. He also had his guitarist. Wow. Can't think of the first name of the guy. The bald guy with the good guitar. Can't think of his name.
Act like we don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, caveman every day. I mean, skiing, rather. That'd be great. That was caveman's got the long arms. I know. Click, click.
He combined them.
Yeah. Two phrases you combine them. You shouldn't combine. Hang on. There you go. See? This is my point.
Chaz and AJ News.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
All right, Joe Biden. Hey. Who would mispronounce his name? Some stupid son of a bitch.
He would.
What about a guy who's been doing go ahead.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
NJ dies of contraction guaranteed. Contraction guaranteed.
See terms at FanDuel.sports.
Kids wasted. Not so much children's Tylenol. Must not think.
Must not think.
Impure thoughts.
You just said not think at all.
Yeah, like live like you.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Just wow.
Joe Bun.
We can go home now.
Yeah. Our work here is done.
Yes.
All right, let's do another round of Wordle. This is a game that's trending on Twitter. Phil plays it every day. Of course he does.
This was a tough one. I struggled with this one this morning.
What, today?
Yeah.
Oh, you already got it?
Yes, first thing I do when I wake up.
All right, Ashley.
Oh, thank God.
Oh.
Not me this time. I'm like, oh, man. I want to have a nice weekend.
Ooh. Oh.
All right. I clicked on the same link Phil sent us the other day.
All right, so it's a five-letter word.
Right, every day.
Every single day. And what you do is you just pop in some letters and it'll show you what you got.
There's no clue. It doesn't say like, oh, this definition of whatever. It's like, no, just any word, just start there.
Five-letter word. Okay.
Right. Try hyena.
I'm going to try.
Hyena.
It's not funny. Okay. I'm going to try. I'm going to start
with. I liked it.
I'm going to start with fairy. Okay. Oh, okay. So the Y is the last letter, and there's an R in there somewhere, but not the fourth spot. Okay. So, okay. Another word, five letter word.
You born a candle?
Dairy? Nope. Oh, yes, but no, because the Y is still there, but the R is not. Harry. Larry. Okay.
Harry Larry.
These all have the R in the same position, by the way.
Yes.
How many times do you get to try before it says, yeah, you're done?
Six guesses.
Six.
Yeah.
So this first one counted as a guess.
Yeah.
That's it.
So five more to go.
All right.
Yep. A long day.
It's a five-letter word.
Long day.
Yeah. Let's fast forward to 9:50 in the morning.
10:05 will be something. Word number two was...
Hajati.
I'm
trying to start with different words in my head.
So you're looking for a five-letter word that ends with Y.
Yeah. Yes.
And there's an R in there somewhere.
Somewhere.
Really? Nope, that's six letters. That's not going to work. Sorry.
That's the R in the same
spot. It'd be two R's.
Yes, okay. We all are.
What's plop plop?
It's a tiny horse walking through snow.
Wow.
taking a dump.
When you're in the hot seat, it's very hot in here.
You have 9 layers of clothing on. Of course it's hot.
Sally! No, there's no R in Sally.
Sally.
And he used A already, and I told you it's not in the word.
Right. Sally. Right. I'm just trying to use vowels. Okay. I use an A and an I. Let's use an E. So an E and an R and a Y. Okay. E, R, Y. Okay. We saw it early, but E A R L Y. What about that one? Okay. You got the Y and the R, but there's no A.
Yeah. Out of the car. You knew that already.
Out of the car. Step into the pen.
You already tried with an A.
Okay. Lolly.
Lolly.
Five-letter word. Ends with Y. Letter R in there somewhere.
Yes.
Close your mouth, right?
What was that? Yeah. Is that the brain working?
Yeah. Would you send the mic again?
Putting along. Polly.
What's a cracker?
E-R-Y. There's an E.
Where's the R in Polly?
There's an R, but it's not the fourth letter. So the Y is at the end. So R. I didn't try an E. E-I-O-U.
E? I thought you tried early.
You tried pretty?
No, I didn't try early. Pretty. P-R-E-T. No, that's six letters, AJ.
AJ's just enjoying he doesn't have to play.
Oh, this is so much better, yes.
Chaz and AJ. Hello. Oh,
they gone.
Oops.
The game is Wordle. It's trending on Twitter. Phil plays it every morning.
I don't know why.
It's a five-letter word every day.
Yep.
Today, we have Y is the last letter of the five-letter word, and R is in there somewhere. Ashley's guessed one of her six guesses so far.
Fairy, of course.
Right, yeah. Truly?
E and an R and a Y. T-R-U-L-Y. Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
What are we trying?
I tried truly. R is not the second letter either. Y still in the same place. So there's an R in there somewhere and a Y at the end. Okay. What if it starts with an R? R.
Was it a pirate word? R.
Ready. Nope, that's too many letters.
Every?
No. No, it's not.
You already tried E.
R-E. No, I didn't try E yet. R-E. But I tried A. There's no A.
Fairy?
How do you spell every? A and every?
E-V-E-R-Y. Okay. No. No, because the R is not the last. I'm not listening to you anymore.
It's awesome.
Lucky. L-U-C-K-Y, but there's an R in there, and there's no R in lucky.
As in why you're here?
This is not an insult game, AJ.
Sorry.
I wonder how long this is going to take. when I put it on the grid, it seems like a good idea.
Now 2025.
Did I mention I didn't do well on my SATs?
We assumed.
You don't have to take those anymore.
No.
Three degrees.
Limited vocabulary, though.
We noticed.
Never. No. No.
It has to end in a Y.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, how do you spell never? Never.
Hello.
Hello.
The tribe's coming in to help now. They're like, this is a disaster.
Well, thank God.
Hello.
Rocky.
Rocky.
Hello.
Okay. All right. R-O. Okay. All right. I'm going to try it. Ready? Rocky. Okay. Oh! Oh! The K! The K! The K! Okay, so there's an R in there somewhere. No O, no C. The K is the fourth letter, and then the Y is the last letter.
All right, so that was very good. That was a very good guess. Thank you. All right, so it's a five-letter word. There's an R somewhere, and then a KY at the end. Okay.
Isn't it always?
So,
Lucky, but there's no C there. Ducky, but there's no C there.
We're going to go through every word with a C until she realizes there's no C there.
Try F.
Mike Jr.?
Well, I was going to say curly until you guys said there was a K in there.
Yep, that's out now.
Okay.
What about quirky?
No, there's no C.
I believe it starts with a Q.
I think Q-U. That's too many letters.
Quirky.
Q-U-I-R-K-Y? Yeah, I think that's too many letters.
Wow, now I know why I don't watch these game shows.
They take too long?
Yeah. You know, they're smart enough to get people who are good at them, though.
Yep. Well, Phil begins his day with it.
Nucky. No.
I have coffee.
Nucky?
Nucky. Was like, Boardwalk Empire?
Like, ew, that's Nucky.
Nucky.
Oh, I didn't try P. All right, so let's try some letters I haven't used yet. Like P, J.
Robin Norwich?
Well, I was going to say Rowdy, but if there's a K in there, that's not going to work.
Right.
Rowdy.
It's a five-letter word, and KY are letters 4 and 5. And there's an R in there somewhere. We don't know where that is.
Oh, right. The R. Okay. Forgot about the R. Okay. It doesn't make sense there's a G in there or an H. But B.
But
B. B. And there needs to be a vowel. I've got two consonants. So
but sticky. No, that's too many.
Yeah, B.
Sucky. No.
Like this
There's
game?
No U.
No, but it was good when you did it.
Picky?
P. No, because there's no C in the middle letter.
Oh, right. All right, so there's no C.
No, there's no C.
Okay, no C. Got it.
There's an R in there. There's any, we need a vowel. So
all right, so
no A, no
how about I?
O, no I. So it has to be an E. So there's an R and there's an E, okay? Oh, the R has to be the third letter. So it's R-K-Y because I tried the other one. So it ends in R-K-Y.
Jerky.
Jerky.
And there has to be an E in there, which most
no
likely.
E.
I'm a jerky.
The
there's
second
no
letter.
There's like no E. Your first word was fairy.
F-A-I-R-Y.
Oh.
I
thought it was like fairy the boat.
Oh, no.
No, fairy.
Like with the wings.
That would be 2 R's.
Yeah, no.
All right, never mind.
Wait.
I'll be over here.
Try jerky.
Just why I don't play.
As in beef?
So it's has to be.
Oh, the creator of the game?
All right, hold on. Let's get some help here.
All right, good.
Andrew and Old Saybrook.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear
you. What about murky? M-U-R-K-Y.
I just thought perky. Yeah, okay.
M-U-R. Well, you did pretty, so you did the E. I think it's a U.
No, it's not a
U. M-U-R-K-Y?
Nope, it's not R because I tried truly, and there's no U in there.
Wow, what's your song?
I'm going to try perky.
Man.
Truly.
Hey, there you go.
What the hell is that? I'm going to say what the hell is.
Woo! 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 I got it! 17 minutes!
Oh, I had to bring the mic down. I had to bring the mic down. Oh,
my God.
It hurt.
17 minutes.
How many guesses did it take you?
It took me, here.
This means you started before we came into the break.
No, I did not.
How is that possible?
Oh, you know what it was doing? Oh, so I just ruined myself. Except, isn't it 17 hours till the next one?
You just ruined yourself?
Yeah, I did. Okay, the point is, ignore that. The point is, I got the word right in 4 guesses.
Okay.
How long did it take you, AJ?
Thank you, Andrew.
It took, let's see, up yours?
Never. The answer is never.
Yeah, who used the word like Noel?
All right, so what's the word?
Perky. P-E-R-K-Y.
Right. Now, did you get that, or did someone just call it in?
No, I guessed it. And then at the same time, the caller said murky with a U, but there's no
Yeah, she
U.
shouted over them as they were speaking.
I'm sorry. I got so excited.
It's going to be so perky working outside.
Plumber in Dallas, Texas, parked his tractor behind a woman's car in her driveway and then suffered the consequences when she launched into a furious rant, also known as a ham. So this is him recording what's happening. So he's talking.
Yeah, he's documenting what's going on, and you hear her go off in the background.
All right.
This lady had just came outside and backed right up into the tractor. She knew it was right there.
I've got to go to a doctor's appointment.
Don't spit in my face.
Now.
Ma'am, we're going to move it. Can you give me 2 seconds?
Doctor's appointment.
Can you give me 2 seconds?
Get on that thing and move it.
Okay, but you backed up into it on purpose.
Why'd she back into it?
She did it on purpose.
I'm with her.
Just move the car. Just move it.
The tractor.
Yeah.
Yeah. You whip out your phone, and now I'm going to make a video.
But she did go full tilt ham.
She went full to, you know.
Honey glazed ham.
Yeah, she honey glazed, yeah.
With
yeah.
a little pineapple
no,
circles.
Actually, I'm thinking,
it might be spiral.
I'm thinking pepper ham or possibly, you know, Chipotle.
I'm with her. This has been going on for a while. It's like, hey, move your, I'm going to move one. No, you got to move. I got a doctor's appointment. This is a back and forth.
If she didn't need one, she doesn't need one.
She doesn't just walk out like, oh, fine. Get in the car and back into the truck.
Yeah.
No. And then he's like, I'm going to record this.
Right.
Here I am with this crazy lady.
Yeah, look how good I am and how crazy she is. Yes. She's kind of crazy, though.
Yeah.
It's all dressed in pink.
She certainly was angry.
Oh, really?
Like a bad quick bunny. Yeah.
Doctor's appointment.
Yeah. She's holding some kind of cup also. It's like you have to take a cup out in order to yell at someone. Keep the cup in the car.
Like a sample cup or like she's drinking
coffee?
No,
like a coffee cup. Not
I
a
just
cup.
Want to know if she's holding urine.
That's exactly what I thought of.
I'm sure she is internally, but yeah.
Doctor's appointment.
Right.
Wow.
She's mad.
She's ham, AJ.
She's mad.
Yeah, I never heard that expression.
Yeah, boiled ham, apparently.
Now!
Yep, there you go.
She's, what do we want?
She's spiced
ham.
She's spiced ham. She's
when do we want it?
Now!
She went down the pool.
So explain this video.
So her driveway and her garage are it's a short one. I guess they're taking one of those mini backhoe things off of the truck. They must have parked it like right in front of her driveway.
So like a tiny excavator?
After they go off the truck, yeah. And now they're getting ready to move it. They're getting ready to start it. But apparently she saw it there and she backed like right into it. And now she's all furious at them because her car is now between the garage door and this excavator. And she just gets out of
the whole thing.
She just gets out of the vehicle and starts yelling and screaming. She's holding a cup in her hand.
So another episode of When Idiots Collide.
Yeah, she's just like, yeah, exactly. No one here is in the right. They're all crazy. It's Crazyville.
He's pouring glaze on this ham, though.
Exactly right. Yes. Yeah, he's based in the ham. Yes.
Chaz and AJ.
They're talking about going ham on the radio. That means hard as a mother effer.
Oh, wow.
Now!
Yeah, hard as a, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Did you?
I did not know that, no.
Oh.
I had no idea.
Hard as a mother.
Yep.
Thank you for that. Chaz and AJ.
Hey, I'm calling about that video you guys were talking about right
yes.
now.
The ham
yes.
video? Yes.
Ham lady.
Yeah. So I seen that video on TikTok, and according to the operator of the excavator, the reason he pulled into her driveway was because he was working on the street, I believe, and he was trying to let cars go by. And I guess the lady was in her house and came out dressed in a bathrobe, I believe, holding a cup. That's why she's holding the cup in her hand.
Yeah, look like some kind of a like house coat thing.
A mumu.
Yeah, and
no mumu.
And supposedly she got in her car and backed into the excavator. This is from what the excavator operator stated on his comments.
So she came out full steam.
She did.
Yeah.
In her
full
bathrobe.
Ham, yes. Full ham. Yes.
Full ham.
Full ham.
Full ham.
Steamed ham.
Steamed ham.
Ham AF.
Wow.
Yep. All right.
Thanks.
Appreciate
so
it,
I guess
you.
Maybe the guy pulled his phone out in case, well, if this goes ugly, I need proof.
Yeah.
I need evidence.
Yep. Got to protect myself.
Yeah.
Everyone's been here, right, though? Or, like, you got someone got to come and do something at the house. Then it's like, hey, man, I got to get out. Like, can you not park right there?
Yeah. Yeah. And he doesn't seem like he's in a big hurry to move it.
No.
Let me get my phone out.
The more she yells, the slower he gets.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. What's happening. That's definitely what's happening.
Let's hear that again.
This lady had just came outside and backed right up into the tractor. She knew it was right there.
That, in that length of time, he could have just pulled it out of the way.
Yeah. Could have.
In that amount of time it took him to say that with his phone,
right,
that thing could be out of the way.
But this is more fun.
She knew it was right there.
I gotta go to a doctor's appointment.
Don't spit in my face.
Now.
Ma'am, we're gonna move it. Can you give me 2 seconds?
Doctor's appointment.
Can you give me 2 seconds?
Get on that thing and move it.
Okay, but you backed up into it on purpose.
How many seconds passed while he's saying, give me 2 seconds? Let me, hold on. I'm, you know,
well, the clock
I got a TikTok
video
to make here.
To
Mississippi, yeah.
I got fans to get. I got hits. I got views.
Yep.
The clock doesn't start until she answers, though.
And she's dressed in pink instead of a red car. It's kind of like a Valentine.
Oh, yeah?
Wow, she is.
Yeah, she's steaming.
Big mad.
I mean, she was steaming.
Big ham.
Big ham.
Yep.
And this video goes on, but we're just playing this clip.
Yeah, it's more like a 35-second video. Mm. Yeah, there's more like she like leans on the horn at one point. When the guy gets on the excavator to start it and move it, she just stays on the horn the entire time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So is
you,
this...
just want, you just want to get out and just want to take the boom from that thing, go, and just squash the driver's section.
Yeah.
Just make it stop. Done.
So is this her home or is this like a complex?
That's her house.
So she's the only occupant. It's not like there's like a bunch of other people and it's just.
The only person, yes.
Okay.
This is, we should try to get her on the phone.
When?
Good, good luck. Good luck.
Tell her we got ham.
Well, you just take the boom and you move it over and you grab the end of the car and you pick the back tires up off the ground.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, all right, good luck, lady.
Right.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, this is John. How you doing?
Hey,
hello, John.
John.
Hey, I'm sure you guys saw that video of the guy who threw the smoothie in Fairfield.
Yep,
we did.
I always questioned, how did the girls have the wherewithal to know to record that right from the beginning?
It wasn't right from the beginning.
It definitely
was already in progress.
There's no way.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a terrible situation, the whole nine yards.
Oh, yeah.
Comments were not good. If he didn't throw anything or make any comments, I can empathize with the situation with his son.
He had the high ground.
Yep.
Until he threatened, and then said what he said about stupid immigrants.
Yep. Yeah.
You lose
exactly.
You lose any position in your argument, and now you become the
evaporated.
Worst part.
All your ammo's gone. Yep.
Yeah. Girls, we were talking about them. When someone gets that mad, you can't provoke them.
No.
You just walk away. Call the cops, give them the number of corporate.
Yep. Here you go, sir.
That weekend, so I start pulling stories on a Friday, and I collect them all weekend long. And then Sunday night, I decide which stories are we going to talk about. That weekend, I pulled 2 stories, one Friday, one Saturday. One was a fast food worker who got shot by a customer who was pissed. And another was an Oklahoma road rage where a guy pulled out and started shooting a car.
Wow.
6 shots into a car.
Wow.
That happened one weekend. Then we had the Fairfield thing. That thing could have turned so bad for those girls.
Yeah.
You know, and they felt really proud of themselves. Like, I'm standing up to an adult. But just, you got to tell your kids, you get into that situation, walk away.
You don't know who you're dealing
with. It's never worth it.
No.
It's never worth it.
Like this woman, who knows what she had in her house coat? You know.
Right.
Oh, I saw a whip in her, right?
Maybe a cleaver.
Yeah.
I'll go ham on you. I'm going to make you sliced ham sucker.
Or worse, we're stripped.
I have a story here. A guy woke up in the hospital after bar hopping on his 21st birthday.
Oh.
Turns out he did too many shots and hit his head after jumping out of a moving taxi.
Oh, see? That'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do it.
That will do it.
Who's ever been in a taxi and been like, I got to get out now?
It depends.
Right.
Did you have to puke? Or
did you not
really
have
bad?
Money? Yeah. Right. Did he stick his head out the window? Like, I got to puke.
Bong. Right.
Bong.
Right. Didn't see the pole right there? Yep.
This fresh city smog is going to help me clear my head.
Or you want to yell at someone, it's my birthday!
That is usually when you realize how drunk you are.
Yes.
When you get in a moving vehicle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh. Especially if the heat's on. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, but the world starts going, rah, 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 rah.
Right.
Yep. Everything is turning upside down.
Focus, focus.
Everything's getting really tough to hear. Feels like there's fog in the vehicle.
Oh, it's the worst.
He also knows I'm also wearing my brand new shoes.
Not brand new anymore.
Yep.
Christened.
I made a lot of mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Birthdays.
Oh, God.
My 21st birthday, I did 21 shots.
Nice.
Oh, of what?
Over the course of hours.
Yeah, not in a row.
Yeah, Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
But that's, you could die doing that. You could,
Jack Daniels?
You could literally die.
That's a lot of alcohol. Yeah. Yep.
And then it was like, hey, one for good luck.
Right.
Yeah.
That didn't turn out to be lucky.
Yeah, I was in good luck before that shot.
Yeah.
I was lucky still standing.
My birthday's in January, so, you know, shortly after the one for good luck, I was outside in the snow.
Right.
Took my clothes off.
Right.
And I'm like, I just need to cool my body down right now.
Right, yes.
I'm like, things are spinning. And here comes my lunch.
Yep. And now the snow's different.
And my dinner.
And my dinner.
Right.
Oh, there's breakfast.
Hey, look at that. It's melted snow.
steam coming from the snow.
It smells like lunch.
Ah, so many mistakes.
Yep.
That's how you learn, though.
Yeah, very dangerous.
Yes, it is.
Emily in Norwalk.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to switch stories and tell about my number of shots when I turned 21, because it was 1980 something. I mean, it was 1990.
We might be setting a bad example if we do that. I got to stick to the we got to stick to the, and then I woke up in the hospital.
Oh. All right, here it goes. So I was about 26. I was working and living in Kansas City, but I'm from here, really Hartford hood and
right.
New York City.
So you stuck out, basically, okay. Yes.
Say it again?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So
then you're
going
to wake up to a dial tone.
Yeah, I'm going
to
wake up and not. No, listen, this is funny, though. So I loved Mariah Carey from the beginning. So I love all kinds of music. And I love the music on PLR, but I was playing Mariah Carey.
Goodbye.
Jesus.
Everybody on gets in the running. She gets in the running, but I don't have to sit through the story.
No.
Sorry.
And then.
I did it for all of us.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
I felt like she was making it up as she was going on.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you.
Happy.
Craig in Milford.
Boy, this is going to be tough to beat after that call.
I know.
Yeah,
give it a shot, though.
The bar is high, Craig.
And the clock is running.
Okay, story is early 90s. I was working in New York City. Took the train from Long Island to go in. It was a Friday. Got out of work. Went out with my buddies. Had way, way too much to drink. Ended up falling asleep, passing out on the train, which happened to be my last stop. I apparently passed out in the train yard. And at 3 o'clock, had to be rushed to the hospital. Don't remember a thing until the next morning. I woke up to my parents standing in my hospital room, and it was not a good moment.
Why did you have to go to the hospital?
Alcohol poisoning?
Yes.
Oh. Yep.
Yes.
I had a few friends did that.
Yeah.
That's how I know.
You really don't know how close you are.
Yep.
Until it's too late.
Yep. You drink a lot of alcohol.
Yeah. You just think you're really drunk, and then the next thing you know, I might die.
Yeah, it turned into a couple drinks with the boys after work and ended up going to some different places in New York and ended up at Stony Brook Hospital in Long Island.
Nice.
So not my best moment.
No. All right, you are in the running. Not your best moment,
you win
your tickets. Thank you. And then I woke up in the hospital. Adrian in Stanford. Sounds like you're vomiting right now.
Hey, yo, Adrian.
How are you?
Yep.
Yeah. So what happened is, you know, I was doing some heavy drinking. We were in Stanford. We went to Port Chester back in the day because the bars were open till 4 o'clock. So, you know, that's a sign that you're already, like, kind of, you know, drunk.
Yes.
Because they close the bars at 2 a.m. And all of a sudden I got in a fight with somebody in the parking lot off of Exit 21. We came back home in Stanford.
What was the argument about?
I don't know what I was thinking. I was so drunk. I came out of the house, And I guess I was going to go to the gas station to grab some shit to cover my wounds.
Some stuff, yes.
Some stuff.
I was bleeding so much that I just passed out. And
I'm missing some stuff here.
Some passerby.
Hold on. What wounds? You got
rolling.
So he got.
He's rolling.
Yeah, they called the ambulance.
Nino, speaking to Ingy.
When I woke up, I had a couple of Fort Chester detectives wanted to talk to me, and some Stanford cops wanted to talk to me.
All right, wait. So you had a fight in the parking lot. Do you remember what the fight was about?
Hello?
Ah.
Nope.
Then I woke up in hell. do we care? I do.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious.
What was the fight about? Adrian?
I don't even remember. We took the ride with a guy, We were riding together.
And, I got you. All right. So you don't know what the fight was about. You had a fight, and that's where you got your wounds?
Yeah,
so it wasn't an argument.
Yeah.
It was okay. Dan and Cheshire.
Yeah, hello, guys.
Hey.
In my early 20s, back in the day, when the bars were open to 2 o'clock, and then the after-hour bars were open, to whenever.
Yeah. And they had the extra hour.
Yeah. They had the extra hour back then.
Like 80s.
And after they closed, it was the the after hours bars behind some store that nobody knew about, but you knew about, right?
Exactly. Okay. Yes.
So, I met a female or a young lady, a girl, 19 years old. I was in my early 20s. Followed her to the other after hours bar. She wanted to. We were leaving. She wanted to drive the car. All right, we're good. Let's go where you want to go. I had a decent car with a 350 V8 in it. And I won't tell you the town, but it's a park by the water. We pull into the park. The sun's coming up. A hot Camaro goes by. She decides to stomp on the gas. Not beyond to me, she's never driven before.
Oh, whoops.
Now we're up on the grass on the right-hand side, and I'm freaking out. I'm in the passenger seat. I don't know what to do. I grab the steering wheel, get her back on the road. She goes across the road, and all I see is this big, giant oak tree coming.
Oh, did it ever occur to you to just tell her to hit the brake?
There's a thought.
No, I'm yelling at her, hit the brake. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Right.
She's frozen, gripping the wheel like a deer in the headlights. Foot stomped on the gas.
I could hear the sound. I can smell. I can
hear the grass ripping right now as it's trying to stop.
I have all the visuals.
Yep. Now you're heading towards Oak Tree.
Oh, my God.
And here comes Mr. Oak Tree.
Yes. You'll never forget in your life if it happens to you, believe me. And all you're seeing is death, right? So
we got some people behind you, so let's go to the hospital, Then here comes the tree.
Yep. They hit. So we must have hit the tree. I don't know. I only see it coming. And next thing I know,
that's interesting. So the last thing you remember is
tree.
There's a tree.
Right. Yes. Right.
Here it comes.
Wow.
And I put my hands up in front of my face, and who knows what happened after that? Wake up in the hospital.
Yeah, I'm guessing no airbags. So just all glass and dash.
Yeah, and glass falling off me in the hospital. My face is all mush. My lips are bigger than big,
Mush.
And it wasn't a pretty scene.
How was she?
A couple weeks to recover. Bruce,
I forgot
kidney,
to ask
that
about
stuff.
That. How was she?
Yeah.
You know what? First time met her, didn't know her. Her father's grabbing her, walking out of the hospital. As she's going by me. Look at my little girl's face. She got cut.
She got a boo-boo. Okay, nice.
I looked at her and I said, she's walking out. I'm still lying here. that's all I passed out again. I just woke up for that scene, you know what I mean?
Yep. Man, minus a 358 car.
Look at what happened to me. Mush
lips.
Did you pass out or did you take a left hook from dad there?
No.
Last thing I saw was this giant high school ring.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get hit.
All right, Dan. Thank you, brother.
All right, take care.
All right, you're in the running. And then I woke up in the hospital. Chuck.
Yeah, this is Chuck.
What's up, Chuck? Shelton. Yeah.
Yeah, it was early 80s, and I was at this bar. It was $5 night. You pay $5, you drink eight from close to close.
$5 night.
Just get home?
At this bar in Seymour.
Yep.
So closing time came. I'm walking home, and I decided, let me hitchhike.
He does sound drunk.
I'm hitchhiking. Yeah. Right. I guess I wandered out into the little middle of the road there, and this car came by, whacked me.
The little middle of the road.
You became hitchhike.
I got hit by the car. I went flying over the car.
What's up, Chuck?
Hit the ground. and I was like, oh, that hurt. So I stand up, and I was walking. I passed out, hit my head on the curb. I woke up in the hospital the next morning. I had a concussion, 3 broken ribs, and I was in pain.
Wow, it's funny that getting hit by the car really didn't do it.
Yeah, it was at least the damage, yeah. The curb itself finished him off.
It was the curb that did it.
Yeah. It's like you got into a fight. They tag-teamed you. It's like the car, I tried.
Yep.
He's still standing. The curb said, I'll take him.
The car took off, too.
Yeah.
The car took off, too.
Yeah. Damn.
At least I get back up again. All right,
did it knock you out of your shoes?
No.
Then you didn't get a good hit. That's when you know. It's weird when you see, you know, like, hey, someone was hit by a car over here, and they show the shoe. How did that shoe come off?
Yeah.
There's laces all the way up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, man. Glad you're okay, and you're in the running for the tickets. And then I woke up in the hospital. Billy in Wallingford.
Good morning. How are you doing, John?
Morning, Billy.
Good morning.
So I was in Hong Kong on deployment.
And thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you, sir.
It was a privilege. And we're bar hopping, and I got separated. And I ended up in a bar that was mostly commies.
Whoops.
And I got the ever-living you-know-what beat out of me. I woke up in the hospital, and then they arrested me.
Oof. I mean, you know, I don't mean to laugh, but the way you told it was very...
Oh, it's funny. Yeah. Best when the MPs got me is when it really got bad.
Now, these commies, you know, how do you know they're commies? They're just...
Because they were speaking Russian, so I... I probably shouldn't have said, and I thought I could take on 6 of them, and I couldn't.
Right, they're all drinking vodka, yep.
You're feeling pretty
good. They're all doing that dance with big hat. Hey!
Yep.
One guy's got a squeeze box.
Yep. Oh, man.
That's the worst.
So what's the last thing you remember from that night?
One of them stood up, and I clocked them. That's the last thing I remember.
At least you got a good piece of one. That's good.
I guess. I don't know. Never seen them again.
How could you tell what was being... How did they know what you were saying? Or you could just tell...
Russians are very... You get to tell what it sounds like. And when you're deployed, you get to learn the different dialects and know everything that's going on with that. So I said some things I probably shouldn't have said about them being a bunch of P word and, you know, they had no guts and stuff like this. And I kept going.
And you woke up in the hospital.
Yep. And then got arrested.
Nice. Double whammy.
Well, let's see if he's going to live first.
Right,
then
exactly.
We'll arrest him.
Yeah.
All right, great. And again, thank you for your service.
Yes,
appreciate
thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, you're in the run for the tickets. Oh, man. That's beer muscles there.
Yep. It's amazing, isn't it?
I think I could take 6.
Yeah.
7 may be too much, but 6, I think I could do it.
But that one guy.
I have a feeling that's probably how the conversation went right before.
You're not so tough.
Man.
Yep.
Then you wake up in the hospital. Christopher in Wallingford.
How's it going? Good morning.
Morning to you.
Good morning.
I was 16 years old, and me and my buddy were keeping his younger brother out of the living room, and there was 2 doors. So he'd run to one, and he'd shut it, and then he'd run to the other one. And I went to shut the door, and he kicked it open, hit me in the head, knocked me down with a big bruise on my head. So I went home, and I lied to my mother about what happened. And they bring me to the hospital. They say, oh, he's okay. Send him home. And I'm going upstairs to the 3rd-floor apartment. And the next thing I know, I'm waking up on a gurney in the emergency room. Apparently, I passed out and rolled down a flight of stairs.
Oh,
no.
A concussion.
Did you hit every single stair on the way down?
Like a slinky.
I woke up on the gurney, and they said we had a concussion, and my mother was talking about suing them, so they wouldn't let me sleep the whole night. Every 15 minutes, they were taking my temperature and all that crap.
Yep.
And the worst part was the next morning when they said, you know, I was good enough that I had to stay. For some reason, these people, their young son, who only spoke Spanish, they waited till he was like 4 years old to circumcise him. So all night long, he was crying for his parents. And I couldn't sleep, and I was begging them, either knock him out or knock me out. I need to sleep.
Wait, what?
Some guy gets circumcised?
No, I had to share a room back here in the 80s.
Okay.
Separate rooms.
This is weird.
And there was like a 4-year-old kid, and apparently they waited till then to circumcise him.
Oh, he was
not
in pain.
While you were in the room.
So he was in pain,
in
right?
In another room.
No.
Then they roll him in.
They brought him in already done, and he was crying. All the night, he just kept crying and crying. But yeah, it was
a weird twist to the story.
We probably didn't need that part at all. We were good. You fell on the stairs.
That was a cherry on top of a bad story.
You wanted to tell that part.
That was the worst part. You know, I didn't remember anything until I woke up. But the worst part was having to sit there for 12 hours listening to this poor kid cry all night in Spanish for his mother.
Right.
It was the worst part for him, too, I think.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
He's on the other line.
Head trauma unit.
Yes, literally.
All right, thank you. Rick in Stratford.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, how you doing?
It was 1981. I just got out of high school. I started my first year of college. I was at the Piedmont in Stratford, and I left there with some friends, went to a house party. I was told that they drove me back to the Piedmont. I was driving down Main Street in Stratford. I was going around the telephone pole in front of the bank, or the flagpole in front of the bank. My car hit the telephone pole. I flew out of my sunroof. I landed on the pavement, and a nurse came out of the old pub, you know, kept me alive till the ambulance came. And 3 weeks later, I woke up in Bridgeport Hospital, and it's not like you see in the movie. If you wake up out of being in a coma, you got to learn to do everything all over again, and it was tough.
Wow.
Wow.
But I'm semi-normal now, and
okay. Semi-normal,
which means you fit in here perfectly.
Yeah, we're all semi-normal.
The happy ending is
Abby.
I'm semi-normal now.
I'm Abby.
Now, when you say semi, what's different now?
Well, I mean, the only permanent thing that's wrong, I only have one vocal cord. The wiring from my brain to my vocal cord doesn't work, so I get kind of raspy.
That's wild.
Luckily, nothing else is, you know, I mean, I was in a, you know, traumatic brain injury, and
wow,
yeah, you flew through a sunroof.
Well, that's what I was thinking. The math on that. Think about it. So the car hits
the trajectory,
then the ass end of the car starts coming up,
launch
to where you
out.
Launch out
right.
The sunroof.
Yeah,
clean. I went out clean. It didn't break anything. I just went out clean. I mean, that's what I was just told. I haven't, you know, no.
Well,
idea.
Wait, the sunroof was open.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
It was now.
Some lady came out of the, like I said, the pub. She was a nurse, and she kept me, like, gave me, like, CPR, kept me going to the hospital. The ambulance came, and then I went to Bridgeport Hospital. Luckily, I didn't have any license. They didn't know who I was. Luckily, there was a dance that night at Stratford High School, and a girl broke her ankle, who I went to high school with, and she walked by and saw me, wheeled me in, and she knew who I was. Told them, they call my mother, and, you know.
Wow.
A bunch of lucky things that
did
night.
So the last thing you remember is?
Being at this friend's party in his house.
Oh, wow. And, you don't even remember getting behind the wheel.
Or hitting the pole.
I don't remember. They brought me back to the Piedmont. I picked my car up, and.
So you don't remember any of that. You just remember being at the party.
Anything.
Yep. Wow, you should not have, well, clearly.
Yes.
And then when you were in the coma, did you, they say that when people come in and talk to you, you can hear it. Do you remember any of that? Were people talking?
I don't remember that, but one weird story. Now here, I was in the ICU or in the intensive care, and people started like, I was in there with a bunch of people or whatever, and they all like passed away. They're all older people. So, my friends were all up there. They let my friends come in with a nice family. And they turned on, unbelievably, I can believe this, they turned on, you know, WPLR. And the radio came, the music came on, and my heart monitor, like took off. Like, started beeping, you know, really fast. And it says, he is here. So, you know, keep talking to him and keep his brain active. And,
wow.
Then you heard our show.
Then it went right down. But you don't remember anyone talking to you or hearing that music.
I don't remember.
Definitely
I don't remember anything like that. But I just remember, like, every time I woke up after whatever. I mean, there were always people there, and they were talking. They told me they were talking to me the whole time. You know, the thing was to keep your brain active.
Yeah.
And they said, by that, and you know, I was young, I was in good shape, and
you made it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I made it.
Wow. You know, like if they turned on I-95, you wouldn't tell us that because.
Nah. Right. No, I swear to God, PLR to turn down and my heart monitor like took off.
Nice.
It's just, he's here, so.
I don't think I-95 would come in Bridgeport. It's like one of those tin can signals. All right. Anyway, good for you, man. Great story, and glad you're okay, and no one else got hurt. And
nope.
We all learned a lot.
Anyone else in the car would have died. I mean, the car was just totally wrecked.
It was not your time.
Nope.
It is not so my time. Yep. Can you imagine the video of that? Like, if there was these home, you know, all these cameras.
The Ring cameras, yeah.
To see that impact, and you come flying out of the roof.
Right.
And I'm sure everyone who rolled up on that said, oh, this guy's dead.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So, surprise. All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. What do we got?
What do you got, buddy?
I think we got one or two more.
Hey.
Hold on. Yeah. Roberta in Newtown.
Hey, I was snowmobiling, and then I woke up in the hospital.
So you're good at it.
What happened in between those two?
Right. A tree?
So I had a rider, my cousin, and she was on the back, and I wasn't a very experienced snowmobiler.
What kind of snowmobile?
Like my second. It was a Polaris. It was red and white, a 400, I think. I forget what it was called.
What? How many years ago?
Oh, my God. Long time ago.
Okay. All right.
The year I turned 21. So that was a long time ago.
Okay.
1990-something.
Where were you?
I was in Minnesota, a small town in Minnesota. And we were just out snowmobiling for the day. My cousin was at my house for the weekend. And I don't know if you guys have ever snowmobiled, but you come up like around trees and stuff. You can go up hills very easily. Like you just ride right up them. Yep. I remember the grove of trees, but that's the last thing I remember. And then I woke up in the hospital.
The cliff
sounds
behind
like
it.
You were going a little too fast into the grove of trees.
I don't know, because the snowmobile, the only damage to the snowmobile was from it hitting the embankment on the side of the road and the windshield cracked.
Okay, you leaned into a turn and took a tree to the head.
So I did not lean. Years later, my cousin finally admitted she pushed off of me because she thought we were going to hit the trees.
Oh.
And she pushed me into the tree.
And her name was Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
I'm sorry?
It took her, well, to make a joke, and they're good. But
that's what we do.
You had that head injury, so they're going right over your head. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Really small town in Minnesota. Side note, they had to shut down the snowmobile race because there was only one ambulance in the area. So
you blew for everybody, basically.
Yeah. Oh, mad at
basically
you.
Ruined everybody's Sunday.
There's that one true, the surprise look on his face.
Well, luckily you lived.
Yep. So.
All right. Thank you for calling that in. Glad you're okay. DOT Commissioner Joe Giletti. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Chaz and AJ. How are you?
You sound refreshed.
You do.
Yeah, that's because, you know, I got up at 3:30 this morning, took a shower before I walked in here.
Yeah, see? How about the shower?
Are we ready for the big one?
You know, we're as ready as we can be. You know, I've already had a conversation with you guys about the fact that we're down about a little over 400 people, but we have contractors involved as well. And, you know, we still have about 200 that are absent with COVID. But the good thing is that that number is way down because everybody that, you know, goes and isolates comes in because they're extremely dedicated. But got a couple of warnings that I hope you guys can allow me to relay out to your listening audience.
Absolutely. Feel free.
Okay, the first thing is that watch for Amtrak because they may not be running tomorrow coming east of New York. They're watching how the storm totals have changed and what's going to happen going all the way up to Boston. Metro North may be running a reduced schedule tomorrow. So, again, visit ctrail.com for their current schedule. In terms of the buses, you know, again, it's going to be a mess, but it's a Saturday, but there are people that still need to use the buses. And visit ctransit.com. And the last one I'll give you is for anybody that's having to venture out on the road, register with cttravelsmart.org. It allows you to look at some of the cameras on the routes that you might use so you can actually pick up, you know, how the roads are responding because as you know, this storm has gone from where one minute they were saying it was going to be the storm of all storms, and then the next minute they're saying that maybe it's not going to hit us, till now they're talking about the possibility of 2 feet on the east end of the state. So if it's coming down at an inch an hour, that's kind of in the realm of what we normally are able to go and handle. If it's coming down at 2 inches an hour, we're going to have a hard time dealing with this storm, and the longer we can keep people from coming out on the road, the better it's going to be.
And what are they saying about the wind and the potential of trees and power lines coming down?
You got it. Okay, all of that is what they're saying right now. Okay, they're all saying that it depends on how this, you know, I'm watching the same way you guys are, and they're showing this circulation where it becomes a nor'easter, and if it comes in as a nor'easter, and we're talking about those, you know, heavy winds, they're saying that it's not going to be blizzard conditions in Connecticut. It's more likely that it's going to be blizzard conditions towards Boston, but we are very concerned not only with the trees, but, you know, I've got a call a little bit later this morning where we get together with all of our sister states between Delaware and Boston to go and talk about how are we handling the trucks so that we're all in sync on it, because an empty tractor trailer with strong winds is a problem on the road. So I'll be making a call to the governor to go and talk about what restrictions we're going to have to put in. And we're trying to wait until we get, you know, we're pretty sure that the forecast is correct as it's going through.
It's weird because we all have to go through these, you know, crazy.
Yeah.
But is it going to really be crazy? I know I'm undoing what you just did.
But he's like, thanks, guy.
And why would you do that? Okay, what's different about this call than any other call that we go through?
Exactly.
It's Friday.
I'm just wondering because, you know, you get caught up in it. It's like, oh, my God, it's going to be bad. And then, you know, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I'm going to say, all right, that was a lot about nothing.
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. I hope that is the case, all right? Because the one I just got now is saying 2 feet on the eastern end of the state. And at 3:30 this morning, all the alerts are coming in on the phone saying that, you know, it's going to be a major snowstorm. So, you know, from my perspective, if we plan for the major storm, all right, and, you know, we happen to catch a break, it's a win. And right now they're saying the last I saw is Boston gets clobbered in this one, you know, and Boston can have the snow. But in the meantime, yeah, we have to treat it as if it's going to be coming in that strong. And you know, I also have to be very honest. If it does come in real heavy, as you were just talking about with the gale winds and everything else, we will have a very hard time keeping up, and we're going to need more time to clear the roads. So good thing it's going to be a Saturday, but the other thing is that we'll be putting out messages that say, please stay home if you can. I'm hoping not to have any shutdowns.
Unlike this ice event that we had where you had to wait and all this.
Well, you really want to go back and dig it up. Okay, go ahead.
We do. It's Friday.
But with this storm, you could pre-treat the roads?
No. Okay, and let me explain why. And I heard Ashley laughing in the background there.
Hello.
First off, one of the things that worked in our favor is we're just coming off of a storm. So I'm sure you noticed as you were driving in on our highways, there's still like a white powder that's sitting on all the highways from the salt that was there. Yeah. So that, in effect, does the pre-treating. The other end is that even yesterday as I was coming in, the local road temperatures at 5:30 or 6 in the morning was -4. We cannot pre-treat when it's below 22 because we got 78% water in our brine. So because of that, you know, if you put it down and the temperatures are very low, we end up causing a problem because it turns into ice. And that's been documented with the federal government. So everybody out there that wants to turn around and challenge whether or not that's true, this is what we follow. These are the procedures.
Do people really do that?
It's kind of productive.
They challenge?
I can't imagine that you would even ask a question like that.
That happens nowadays. It's impossible.
Impossible.
So, but anyways, yeah, we're in a good shape that, you know, we've had a couple of days to recover from the last one. There's salt out there. What we're doing today is we're loading up all the trucks. We 200 of our trucks are sending back signals throughout the time when they're out there on the road. And we've got 40 automated weather information systems that are sending us information. So we keep tabs on all the roads and all the temperatures. So that way there we're able to make, you know, we feed it into the computers and the computers end up telling the trucks exactly what they need to put down for a salt solution as they're going and responding to the storm.
We're talking to Connecticut DOT Commissioner Joe Giletti about the big one coming in tomorrow. So when folks see the plow trucks parked at a diner or whatever. You want to address this now?
By all means, okay? You know what? When you see them in there, you know, first off, that is my biggest concern, not about them going to the diner, but if this thing is prolonged, you know, we have to keep, you know, we have to keep them out there. We have to provide for them to be able to get to a diner and get some food, because there's times they are out there for 14, 16 hours straight. And my biggest thing is that every time we go into one of these storms, the last couple of storms we've had people that were speeding so fast they went into the back end of these trucks, all right? And then they want to go because the truck is only going 35 or 40. They try and pass it out. And when you're plowing this kind of snow, it's dangerous for you to pass it. It's dangerous for the truck driver, and it's dangerous for anybody else around you. So in terms of them going into the diner, all right, we are actually following the times of our vehicles going around, making sure that they're doing their rounds, and allowing for them to go and take their breaks. So I don't want anybody to think that, you know, they're out there, you know, just taking advantage of the system, because it's not true. They have routes that they have to go, and we know how long it takes to go and plow those routes, and we also have information feeding back. So even when I got asked the last time about somebody saying, oh, I got on the road, and, you know, they hadn't plowed the road. No, it had been plowed at 1:15 in the morning. It was replowed again around 3:30 in the morning. So we have all those times, and we're monitoring what's going on out there.
All right. So if we can stay off the road tomorrow, stay off the road. And if you have to be out there, don't be that person.
Follow the plow.
You know, I appreciate you saying it, because, you know, people are listening to you. So please get the message out there. You know, this is one we've got to take very seriously. We're fortunate, except for having to work on the hot weekends, that it's hitting on the weekend, because it allows, you know, for the rush hours to not be there. And hopefully people can, you know, wait in the morning. But it looks like we're going to get a lot of it through the day tomorrow. So it's going to kind of force people to stay in anyways.
Are you having a supply chain issue, or is it just basically with people? And
he's all good.
Manpower,
yeah, we have been very, you know, we're under a state contract. We've kept our warehouses full. I've not had any problems, you know, in terms of our finances for being able to make sure that we've got all our materials. And we have been fine in terms of the salt and the magnesium that we need, and for making the brine as well, because we do all that in-house. So that way there, you know, it saves money. It's the best way that we can control the costs on it. And we're also able to constantly monitor. As I told you before, we're using computers that are telling them exactly how much to go and drop. So that way there, we keep our supplies, you know, filled up, and we know exactly what we're up against.
We've come a long way from just let's put some put some sand in the back and
right,
just
shoot
it
out there. Yep.
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad you brought up the sand. Every now and then I get hit with that one too. And, you know, it was after 2014 that the NTSB came in and said, what the hell are you using sand for? Because it freezes with the water. And then when you have to clean it off the road, it becomes a hazardous material, because it picks up road tires and oil and everything else. So we then have to go out and vacuum all that up. And it turned out that it was not a good thing. It didn't provide any more traction, and because it would mix with the water, it would cause chunks of ice to be formed on the road. So, you know, when people turn around and say, why aren't they using sand? It's because the science says not to use the sand.
Yeah, we've come a long way.
So there. Yep.
Well, have a good day tomorrow. I'll be thinking about it.
You know, you mean you guys aren't going to be on with me tomorrow to go and talk about it?
I'm going to sit on the couch. I'm going to be watching you do all your TV hits.
Yeah, I'm going to be thinking about you.
Yeah. I'll be asleep.
Are you going to have any time to watch football on Sunday?
You know, I think one way or another, I got to try and find some time. I mean, you know, that Buffalo game was awfully interesting.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. Yep. So, you know, I don't need any enemies out there, so I won't tell you, you know, how I feel about, you know, which teams are in there. But, you know, it's very sad that my New York teams aren't in there.
You know, we want to just thank you and the plow drivers for keeping us safe and keeping the roads open and working while we're sitting in the house and watching it on TV. So thank you.
Well, thank you for saying that, too. Because every time I've gone on your show, the people that are out here working, the men and women that do it, appreciate the fact that it's recognition, and they know that it's sincere when you turn around and say thank you to them. And I appreciate you saying that.
Absolutely. All right. DOT Commissioner Joe Giletti, we'll maybe talk to you Monday.
That sounds good. All right.
Thank you.
Cool.
All right. Time now for Boss Keith's Top 5.
Okay, so last week on the show, I said all the apps, all the television apps should all be put together and should cost $58 total. You should play $58 a month, so which I stand by. So it got me thinking about all the prices of things out there. So I'm going to give you the real price of something, and then I'm going to tell you what it should cost.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I've decided that these prices are ridiculous. If you've been anywhere, you know that everything's way too expensive.
So the price is wrong.
The price is wrong. So okay.
The price is Keith.
All right, so here you go. So number five. Red seedless grapes, strawberries, and blueberries. Those three fruits, okay? Together, they cost $13. What they should cost is $3. Fruits and vegetables should all be $1 each. So the country wants to get healthier. We're all supposed to feel better and stop eating garbage, whatever. So fruits and vegetables as a dollar each. So you go in the produce section. It should be like the dollar menu.
Right.
Doesn't this make sense?
Right.
He sounds like he's on fire.
But I feel like this makes sense. So if I can buy French fries for a dollar, I should be able to buy, you know, bananas for a dollar.
Is it $1 per grape? Because grape come in bunches.
No, you buy the
per
thing.
Per pound.
The thing is a dollar.
Oh, so their whole package.
The little bag that they come in.
The bag or okay. The basket.
So is a dollar.
A buck.
So all these fruits, they're grown somewhere.
Yes. They're sent over here.
They have to be taken care of.
Right, they're sent over here.
People take care of them. People pick them or whatever right. The machinery.
Truck drivers bring them over carefully.
Them,
yep.
And then they go to a distribution center.
Right.
And then they get loaded up on a truck. And then they get, first they come overseas. Then they get trucked over.
The nights of the road, bring them over to us. Exactly.
Supermarket. The fine and someone's got to put them on the shelf.
Yep. $1.
$1.
Right. McDonald's is figuring out.
So everyone makes about 3 cents along the way.
This isn't my fault. I'm just saying it should be a dollar. Number four.
Okay,
an IPA of your choice at a bar is now $9. If you're going to get an IPA, it's about $9 plus you're supposed to tip, so $10. Beers in general should be $4. So I should be able at all times to have 5 beers for $20. It should be written into the tax code. There should be some rule that says $20 is the limit for 5 beers. $4 beers. It's the way it should be. It's the way it used to be. And because of these IPAs and these local breweries and whatever, all these prices are up. Now, this is where you say they got to get the barley, and then the guy's got to stir the thing, and then the steam,
and
then they got to put it in the thing.
That's how you make it?
$4.
Oh. I do think that if you go to a brewery, could be a little bit less. They're
yeah.
Trucking
yes.
It.
This is, right. They're right
it's
here.
Right, it's yeah. Right here.
It's so going from the next
to the
last room over there.
Yeah. In Hamden, it should be $4. I see you making the thing.
It's right there.
Right.
There's a guy stomping the barley right yeah. Now.
See? Yeah. You're with me. This one's a crazy one. Number three. Greeting cards. Greeting cards cost $5 a card.
That's a cheap one.
That's a cheap
it is.
One.
Yeah. They're so expensive.
Right. So if they don't sing or whatever, they're $5. So it's my mom's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Yes. Right. This is your fault, not ours.
She loves getting cards. You know, she's an old. Olds love getting cards.
She's
so
an old.
And
that's
old.
A nice thing to say to your mother on
she's
birthday.
An old.
She's an old.
There's a category. She's
on
an old.
So I don't buy anybody cards except my mom because she's like crazy for cards. So
no dad.
Dad doesn't care about cards. He just wants to golf and be left alone.
He wants an IPA.
No
yes.
Card.
No card for Dad.
So you just say happy birthday.
Yeah.
Or does he just say?
So, yeah, it's just like, oh, right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Should have studied.
You're not my kid.
You guys say I love you to each other?
Oh, yeah. I guess. Jeez, I don't know. I mean,
you guess?
I have. We hug.
Okay.
But I don't.
It took my dad a long time to say I love you back. Like, he was one of these old school guys.
Yeah, the old school, my dad, same thing.
I've only seen my dad cry twice, though, and I cry all the time.
Something you did?
No, when my grandparents died, that was it.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah, he doesn't cry about anything. He's okay. Like, a, you know, he's like, he's
an old school guy.
Right, he's not a yeah. Puss like his kid.
He only cries when he thinks about you.
That DNA came out in you.
So anyhow, so greeting cards are between $5 and $8. So I had to buy 2 cards for my mom, one from me, one from the kid. It's like $10. Cards should be a dollar. Like, this is an easy one. Why are cards $6? Why? Explain it to me. Can somebody?
Do you really want to know?
For all the writing?
I do. I want to know. Why are they $6?
There's
the writing.
Ink.
There's a person
who wrote the card.
It. Someone's got to get paid to come up with the idea of the card. You ever
creative
get a card
process.
And say, wow, that's exactly what I would have written, but it would have taken me 5 years to come up with something so nice and succinct.
That's why it should be $6? Because someone could write like
that's
a fake
poem?
That's
the first stage. Well, there's a room full of writers.
There's the gold inlay
yeah.
Ink.
You're looking at it from the wrong angle. Just start writing them yourself.
Oh, right. Yeah. I guess that's what I should do.
Yeah. Oh, that make her a handmade card.
Right. I should make my own card.
Happy birthday, Ma. You're an old.
Right.
Fire.
Another year of old.
Fire.
Fire.
Number two. A grande latte with one pump of mocha sauce. Okay.
I'm having a coffee.
I like a latte with one pump of mocha in the afternoon.
Your dad would just have coffee.
Right. And my grandfather would put me in a chokehold. He was in Iwo Jima. Like, yeah. He would have none of this.
Oh, this is not coffee. That's ice cream.
You'd be a dead man.
Right. So $5.29. That's how much that costs now, which is ridiculous. And I should stop buying these. I swear, I'm like, they like put Molly in it. I'm like addicted to them. So it hits like 2 o'clock and I was like, oh, I need that latte. Like it's stupid. And it's so much money. And I want to finish my basement and I can't because all the money's being spent on these goddamn lattes.
Fire.
So stupid. So anyhow, I think the price of this should be $2. I think any coffee type product should be $2, no more.
It does. Make it yourself.
I can't do that. It doesn't taste right.
I bet you there's some convenience stores that have it for $2.
Probably, like, yeah.
You got to stop the fancy stuff.
Yeah, but I like it.
How much did you get a price on your basement?
Oh, it's like $1 billion. I haven't ever priced it out. Oh. I just sit there and look at it and say, like, this is going to cost
and
a
get
lot of
angry
money.
Without any facts.
Probably $40,000.
Right. So, how many lattes is that?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
At least 10.
How many coffees would you have to give out?
How much are they, Keith?
They're $5.29, but don't forget, I get another coffee on the way to work, which is $3.30. So, it's $3.30 in the morning and $5.29 in the afternoon, 7 days a week.
Seven.
Yeah, because I do it on the weekends, too. But then I buy stuff for the children on the weekend. Don't open my Citizens Bank account and look at it, because it's a disaster.
You'd have to avoid about 7,561 afternoon lattes to pay for your basement.
That's not bad.
That's years.
That's easy.
And the last thing, now this is a little dated, but Christmas trees. So we're out of season, right? But Christmas trees cost $75.
Oh, that's a cheap one this past year.
Yeah, seriously. They were like 100.
They were twice that.
And if you cut down.
Do you even check the receipt before you sign?
No. Get the thing on the car.
Sign it.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. But if you cut down your own trees, it's also that same amount. If you go to one of those places where you cut them down, it's still like $100. I think trees should be $15. I think that's the number for Christmas trees.
Hmm,
you just plant them.
They take forever to grow, like years.
Okay. Well, the first year you're not going to make any money, but then the next, $15. I tell you, I swear to God, they used to be $15, right? Like in 1989, they were never this high.
You could buy a house for like $1,000.
Yep.
This is new in the last 10 years that everything, they're like $100. I'm positive.
Really?
I believe in 1997, they were $15.
Didn't we do the math with Brad from Field View?
Yeah, it's a lot of water. There's a lot of resources that go in. And if you're going to get like a 7-foot tree, that's about 7 or 8 years worth of growth.
See?
Okay, so the first 7 years, they don't make any money. Like, I didn't get in the Christmas tree business. I'm just saying it should be $15.
We're still trying to regrow those trees you cut down from 1985.
Right. But I swear, maybe even in 2002, they were $15. I don't know for a fact, but in my head, in 2003,
they were
$15.
Check his head.
Fire.
I want you to look and find out this information for me.
Fire.
But that's it.
But that's something you buy once a year. Why would you care?
Because it's only up for a month. What a waste of money. So it's $150, the thing's up for a month, and half the time I'm pissed. Because it's like dry, or the kids are screwing with it, or it looks weird.
When it's
like
dry,
it's
fire.
Fun. I don't like it. Putting it on the car, which I don't do. I make them do.
Yeah.
Because again, I'm a puss.
Right. Get needles on it
while you're holding your coffee.
Right.
And then the needles are everywhere, and then you got to drag it out, and I got to wait for the dumb town to tell me what day they come and get them. Like, it's not fun for $100. At least the lattes are fun.
They're trees.
There are 31 days in December, so if you pay $100 for your tree, you're paying $3.23 a day.
Less than the lattes.
Like rent. Like rent.
So that's it. That's my top five for today.
All right. Thank
Bye.
You.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.